The Royal Rumble has come and gone, and it's officially Mania season again, which means it's tailgate time. The Mania Club tailgate party takes over the parking lots of MetLife Stadium for the fourth annual event benefiting Connor's Cure on Sunday, April 7th. This year, for the cost of just $70, your ticket price will benefit Connor's Cure and aid in the fight against pediatric cancer, and includes all-you-can-eat food, all-you-can-drink beer, soda, juice and water, a music DJ, a live interactive WrestleMania pre-show featuring the New Age Insiders, special guests, and more. There will also be several raffles, and participation in our legendary cosplay contest for your chance to win some amazing prizes is highly encouraged. Underage? No worries. The Mania Club Tailgate Party is a family-friendly event, and all the previously mentioned, minus the alcoholic beverages, are included for just $40. Tickets are available right now via links available through the Mania Club Facebook page, at Mania Club WWE on Twitter, or by visiting newageinsiders.com/tailgate. The official parking lot number will be announced very soon, so stay tuned for the final location, which will be closer to the big event than ever before. Once again, join us April 7th from 11 to 4 on Mania Sunday for the ultimate tailgate party with the Mania Club, with proceeds benefiting Connor's Cure. We'll see you there.
And now,
this is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the New Age Insiders.
This is the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show.
Hey, this is Cody Rhodes, the Prince of Pro Wrestling, and you are listening to New Age Insiders.
With your host, Jason Molotov.
We watch wrestling to enjoy. If you're not enjoying it, why are you watching?
Liam Stryker.
If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Storytelling, storytelling, storytelling.
And Bill Neville.
Unpredictability is the answer. When wrestling's unpredictable, it's at its best.
This is Warbeard Hansen.
This is Johnny Mundo.
This is Donovan Dijak.
Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
This is Zack Ryder.
Hi, this is Howard Finkel.
I'm Bill Goldberg, and the New Age Insiders are next.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
I'm ready to go on the Jungle Cruise, Bill.
I was going to say, it sounds like Simba running through the elephant graveyard.
Yeah,
as
sure.
He's trying to escape.
So, there was some big news.
Is that movie going to be good?
Yeah, I think so. Donald Glover's going to be in it, so I think so. Bigger news, there is
The Lion King?
Yeah, there was a Nintendo Direct today.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There was a Nintendo...
Is that bigger news than The Lion King?
Well, we already knew that the Lion King live-action thing was happening.
Yeah, well,
we didn't know that...
Well, it's fresher news.
Sure.
Go ahead. I'm just
So the Nintendo Direct, they announced that there's going to be a new mainline entry into the Pokemon series.
Yeah, I know. Shield and Sword.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I like the starters. I think they look funny. One of them looks like the Trix Rabbit.
Yeah, one of them does look like the Trix Rabbit, and he's on fire.
And so I like the starters. The name sounds cool enough. I think it's based in England, which is that's neat. Shout out to the UK.
It's. I feel like that's everything, because isn't... There's going to be, like, another game, like a new Grand Theft Auto or something, or Just Cause, or one of those.
What's Just Cause?
Another one of those, like, free world shooty yuppie guys.
Wait, I'm familiar with Saints Row, and everybody knows Grand Theft Auto. What's Just Cause?
Just Cause. It's just, like, it's basically another one, but mostly set in, like, a tropical island.
What?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with it?
The next one's going to be like...
Bill, have you ever heard of this?
No.
Thank you.
Negative.
I think you made that up.
No! It's a real game. They introduced like a grappling hook.
Ooh.
So you could like...
They introduced the concept of a grappling hook? Batman would like to have a word with you.
Yeah, no. They didn't invent grappling hooks, but they introduced it into
I know
like,
they didn't.
Into like that style
do
of
you
game.
You know they didn't?
Yeah, I knew they didn't.
Right.
Also, Fortnite is partnering with Nerf, and they're going to make Fortnite-inspired Nerf guns.
That's cool.
So, like, they're going to look like the guns in
Fortnite,
but they'll
yeah.
be full of Nerf?
But they'll be full of Nerf.
Okay, that's
that
cool.
That kids can play with.
Yeah, that'll be really fun.
You know what they should do is they should then, as a crossover, true crossover, in Fortnite have one of the weapons be...
That, a Nerf gun?
Nope, that howling football.
Yeah!
That was the best thing. Yeah. When John Elway used to huck that thing. Or, that it was wasn't
the
it called
Whistler
wasn't it called the Howler
something yeah. like that yeah
I think it was called the Howler
yeah, throw it like 150 yards no problem.
We get people listening live on twitch.tv/newageinsiders TV.
Watch Dogs, that's the one. Watch Dogs
instead of Lost Cause,
instead of Just Cause.
Just Cause, I was like, I said, that's not a game.
That was close.
It's Just Cause is a game.
No,
that is a real game.
I don't know. Also, haven't heard of it.
I didn't even see the...
You're crazy.
No, that's tomorrow. And then there's the remake of the... Basically what you've been asking for this entire time.
Uh-oh.
They're going to redo WCW NWO
Revenge. Oh, my God. I know, but it's like a hack. My only hope is that that guy hasn't made it so public and like anticipated that it gets shut down.
Right.
Because I got to think he's breaking all sorts of copyrights.
It depends on if it's a hack or if he built the game from the ground up.
What's the difference?
So if he basically took a copy of WCW NWO Revenge and then just like ripped that and modified it.
Yeah.
Because there's a, for E3, there's a huge giant tournament. It's called League of Heels.
Just Ethan the Third.
Yeah.
Not Carter.
Yeah, no.
You have to be EC3 or just E3, yeah. And that's just Ethan.
At E3 in PAX, the PAX conventions, there's a thing called League of Heels. And League of Heels is basically a modded version of No Mercy, where they basically stripped out all of the real characters, and everybody makes their own, and there's like a championship, and they have like a big giant battle royal and stuff.
It
feels like that.
I like it. I like it a lot. Okay. Yeah, but that game's going to be unbelievable. My only, it's going to be an awesome, awesome random WCW game.
Yeah.
I do wish it was like No Mercy, though, because I wish what it really was No Mercy's feel, look, aesthetic, just the engine.
Well, it is.
With the current roster.
Right. Well, that's, it's minus the current roster, but WCW, NWO Revenge, and No Mercy are the same freaking game.
No. That's what I'm saying, though, because the only reason I mentioned No Mercy is because it's a WWE game. That's the only difference in WWE arenas and stuff like that with the current roster.
Yeah, right.
That would have been cool. I want, like, true THQ AKI quality.
Yeah.
AJ Styles and stuff.
Yeah.
What was the thing they made up? Like, was it AKI Man?
Yeah.
Just like they had this weird mouth, and it was just I don't know.
It was like Pepsi Man or something.
What a game. It was like, yeah, I don't know. It was interesting. What a game.
Oh, all the men walk to the ring the same way, and all the women walk
all
to
the
ring the same way.
All the women just sashayed.
Sexy straight.
All the women.
Wait, is that true?
What?
We have a PlayStation 4 Pro in the studio. No Mercy in WCW NWO Revenge on the PlayStation 4 store.
No, I can't imagine that to be true because they're so WCW versus NWO. I'll call that a solid maybe. I don't know. Here's the reason why I can't imagine No Mercy being on there is because Vince isn't allowed to sell WWF stuff anymore. And unless they crack that thing open and rebranded it, which you know they didn't.
Yeah, that's why.
He can't sell a world. He can't make money at World Wrestling. He can't. It's the scratch logo all over it, WWF all over it. No way.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
So, Nick, and I don't know, but you're going to send us something.
Yeah. I think Nick was
just commenting. He's just saying it would be epic.
Oh.
Yeah, I think I read that right.
Oh, I thought you said, like, that's on the store. And I was like, first of all, fire it up.
Let's stop the show now.
But that would be the reason why I don't think they could.
Yeah, that would make sense because they can't. They'd have to redo the whole
WWF
thing.
Everything.
Yeah.
Because it's WWE now, and a former WWE and Universal Champion is back, and another former WWE and World Heavyweight Champion. Was Batista the WWE? Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, because he had the spinner belt at one point.
Cool, neat. That when everybody looked like a Las Vegas cigar. Like, honestly, it looked when you wore the spinner belt, you looked like a Dutch that you had to like peel off the wrapper, and crack open to fill with different tobacco. Very legal.
well, it is now.
So yeah, sure, good stuff. And so obviously, what everybody's talking about is the return of two of WWE's biggest stars, and that's what they are of this era, in the past era, and you know, really, I think all time they'll go down as two of the biggest names ever, and they'll certainly both destined for the Hall of Fame. Roman Reigns is back. Batista is back. So there's
one I'm far more excited about.
So there's going to be tons to talk about with both of these guys, But it's kind of an open-ended question because what I'm going to just sort of throw at you, and I want to hear from Bill as well, we are live. You should be joining us every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. If you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime, you can subscribe for free. We have reached the level now where these things can have commercials. So if you don't want to watch commercials during our show, you can subscribe on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV and never see a commercial. It's like how Hulu used to be when it was good. And if you want to, if you have Amazon Prime and you don't even care about commercials, even if you don't watch us on Twitch, it costs you nothing. It takes money out of Jeff Bezos's pocket, and that guy's going to wind up being an evil genius genius with the volcano lair and sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their frickin' heads. And so you could take money right out of that fund and give it to the New Age Insiders.
Which we need it.
If you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime. It's super duper simple. And if you're a Twitch subscriber, just like NASCAR John became tonight before the show started, we will send you a link to our Patreon stream. So as soon as these shows end Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, we have a third topic that we cover on Patreon. And if you're on Twitch, we'll send you the link and you can listen live. We can't control any of the stuff once it goes to Patreon, but if you're listening live, you get to join the party as an extra thank you for subscribing. And of course, you should also join patreon.com/newageinsiders right. Because you make friends. It's daily rewards, 5 shows a month, super awesome, great stuff. That really is where all the fun happens, all the magic on patreon.com/newageinsiders. Enough selling. Let's talk about it. So open-ended to Liam and Bill, and then to everybody that's listening live, just quite frankly, who are you more excited for, the return of Roman Reigns or the return of Dave Bautista?
Bautista. It's an attraction. It's special. He's only going to be here for a little while, and then he's going back to guarding the galaxy.
And yeah. Seemingly working Hunter at WrestleMania.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I loved their match at WrestleMania beforehand.
Yeah.
I like Batista. I think that he's very, very fun. I think that the poor guy was a victim of circumstances the first time.
Yep.
I think that if we weren't in the middle of Daniel Bryan is God, he would have been well received, and I think everybody would have welcomed him back. And I think it would have been very, very exciting to have him back. I think that, unfortunately, he is the victim of the Yes Movement.
Okay.
Probably bigger than anybody else.
Okay.
And... I think that this time it's going to be far more well received because it's not, you're back. Awesome. I'm really excited. He's going to win the Royal Rumble. Oh, no. And he's going to win the title. Oh, hell no.
First and foremost, New Age Insiders Hall of Famer Matty Wilson says Just Cause is a game. It's about a revolutionary trying to free his home country in South America from a tyrant. I don't believe either of you.
Thank you, Matty. Thank you, Matty, for coming in over the top for me.
I don't believe either of you. So the bigger of the two returns is definitely Roman Reigns. But since we're talking about Batista right. first, I'll let you know just a little bit of what I think about Batista, but then I definitely want to talk about Roman Reigns because, it's a gigantic return and then obviously his health news and all that stuff. But Batista, I'm excited to see Dave Bautista just fine because I couldn't agree with you more that, like, look, and to Dave Bautista's credit, something that really should be part of this conversation is the first time around, that guy read the room. At least in the initial phase where he goes, like, this guy's a freight train. Everybody's going to want to root for him. If I come in here, I'm not going to trick people into derailing this train. You haven't for months. What makes you think I can?
Yeah, right.
And at the time, the Guardians of the Galaxy hadn't even come out yet.
No.
He was
a flopped movie star at that point.
He was coming back, and part of the reason was to hype the movie and the first one
right.
coming out.
Yes, correct.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
So we weren't even at Drax the Destroyer and all he is now. Two Guardians movies, one on the way.
A James Bond movie that he was really good in.
Appearances in the Avengers movies and all that stuff. I mean, just the Marvel Universe alone has taken such good care of him, and you're right, and it's only going to get bigger for him. But the point being is that, like, he read the room and he goes, I definitely got to be a bad guy here because there's no way I'm going to just be able to... You're asking me to, catch a comet with my bare hands here.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you'll be fine. And because we just don't want him to... We just don't want this, Dave. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, for the love of God, get out there. And you're right. There's no one in his way like that. So... The true Alanis Morissette irony level of this is they're going to boo him when I think they would, when the fans would be super receptive to finally cheering him.
Yeah,
I think there'd be people in theory that'd be psyched about his return to cheer him now.
Yeah.
When we tried so hard the other way and had to kind of regroup on the fly. Now, let's definitely talk about the fact that he is the bad guy here because it's twofold. One, yes, every single one of you that tweeted me, I know that Dave Bautista prefers to play the heel and wanted to and asked to. I understand why. It is interesting, though, that you brought one of the most popular movie stars in the world in to get booed. That's my only point.
No, you're absolutely right, because all logic says that the House of Mouse trumps the House of Vince.
Yeah.
And, Mickey Mouse is going to be on the phone being like, hey, pal, you're not going to boo my guy. Weeks before he's supposed to be in the biggest movie of all time.
Yeah.
I want people to get excited for Dave Bautista to go see Avengers Endgame. Now, at the same time, I'm also Mickey Mouse and I don't care because you're going to go see the movie anyway.
Oh, yeah, they don't care at all.
But I would prefer it if you treated one of the heroes in my movie as the good guy.
See, and the thing is, like, first of all, if you did, I don't think Disney cares, like, at all. Like, not the only people from Disney that will even see what's going on are people that were already wrestling fans. Yeah, like, honest to God.
Yeah.
So they don't care at all. And I look, and again, allow me to reiterate. I understand that Dave Bautista came out and was like, you know, during the, you know, like talking about coming back with the company, was like, this is how I want to work. I want to be the bad guy. I think Triple H is going to retire him at this WrestleMania. Sure. I think Triple H is going to win. Now, the only reason I bring up the point isn't just to be a smarky, marky, meh, meh, right? It's because, like, there's real, like, wrestling is multifaceted. And I don't have to tell WWE that, and they're smarter than me, and bah, shut up. But what I'm telling you is there's the biggest story you have going in this company right now actually extends between two different shows, and it's whatever the hell Becky Lynch is up to, right?
Yeah, right.
It goes to when she's on SmackDown, that's the biggest thing on SmackDown. When she's on Raw, it's the biggest thing on Raw. The reason why nobody actually really, really cares, sorry, Colin, about Seth Rollins versus Brock Lesnar is because it feels like a throwaway. Yeah, we had to pick a guy to beat Brock. Seth is the best of the bunch,
or at least wrestle Brock.
Exactly. Oh, I think Rollins wins, but that's a whole other conversation. Yeah. But so Becky Lynch, right? Becky Lynch is the most popular thing on both shows. You're having this chick is not the champion of anything and is able to just do whatever the hell she wants wherever she wants, right?
Yep.
You're having her get arrested. You're Stone Cold Steve Austining her.
Right.
Like carbon copy, right?
Yeah. And she was literally looking in the camera on Monday night as she was getting taken away in handcuffs, going, "This ain't over. This ain't over by a long shot."
Shout out ASAP Jax, who just subscribed on Twitch Prime. Thank you so much. And you can too. If you have Twitch, if you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime. Jeff Bezos doesn't need your money. The New Age Insiders do. But yeah, so the reason I bring up Becky Lynch is because one of the parts of this story that has been so compelling is everybody's against her.
Yeah.
Everybody. And on camera, Triple H was part of everybody.
Right.
Right? He has been an active part
of
everybody. And now he's going to pivot, be a protagonist. And so I understand what's actually going to happen. You know what's actually going to happen? They're going to remove him from all Becky Lynch stuff.
Yeah, right.
That's just, I understand this.
Yeah.
I'm not stupid. It's just sometimes the frustrating thing about trying to be a fan of a show that tells me it's an entertainment show,
right,
is trying to just like through lines. So Triple H is a bad guy over here and a good guy over here, and he's always a good guy in NXT, but I understand. See, I can make that switch. I can make the switch between Funter and main roster guy, but it's tough when it's just like, you've been a dick this whole run, and now you're going to be a good guy. At the same time, again, is Dave Bautista better as a heel? Yes. Did he ask for this and I get it? Yes. Is there potential trepidation because last time he wasn't accepted? Yes. So you don't have to tell me these things. They're quite obvious. Honestly, Internet, they're pretty obvious. I just think it's interesting that I brought in an Avenger to get booed but because he's going to work as the heel to a baby who's been a bad guy for 25 years.
Yeah, right.
That's all.
It's just, it's very odd when Hunter's the good guy in a situation.
I do think that he's going to retire him.
Sure.
I do.
Sure. Maybe. Yeah. Why not? Get one more good run in ya.
So,
I think it's a great, you know, it's a great get when you talk about guys that we need to bring into WrestleMania because.
Yeah, I like it. Because he can't get The Rock and he's the next best thing.
Yeah, he is.
That it's it.
He is.
Because what I've heard, and here's a little inside baseball for you. What I've heard is The Rock has started to basically demand if he's going to, not like demand, like not like tense.
Yeah.
But basically his, you know, demands are close to a movie rate to work a wrestling program because he would have to probably turn down a movie to do it because the movies and the licensing and the insurance companies don't like him wrestling when there's anything even on his schedule. And so from what I understand, The Rock has started to ask for movie-esque deals to do these programs, and I just don't think you can pay The Rock $10 million up front.
No.
You know, you can, but do you really want to? And if you don't want to, you pay Dave Bautista one up front. And then the shirts and the appearances and everything that's going to come from
because it. Because you know you'll make, and the thing too is what am I going to do? I'm going to do you a solid and I'm going to work at the wrestling rate you want to give me. And then, because The Rock at this point is going to wrestle and you either know who The Rock is as a wrestler and you come back because he's wrestling, or he's the biggest movie star on the planet and you know that wrestling is a part of his like old repertoire, so you're like, oh, that's gonna be fun, I'll check that out.
Shout out to James Stewart from 98.5 The Sports Hub. He and Sarge Riley, Wrestling Inside the Ropes. He and Sarge Riley have an awesome show on 98.5. You can find it, was at 98.5thesportshub.com.
That's where you
can find their show, and they have an awesome show as well. And he says, where is the prince to pay for The Rock doing a program? That is going to happen.
Yeah.
It is just a matter of whether or not he's the champion. But I'm talking about, like, because that program for Crown Jewel 3 would be a three-week program. WrestleMania would be 6 to 8 weeks. Plus, like I said, if he's going to actually, like, really, really wrestle.
It's because these movie studios blame the last time, WrestleMania 29.
Yeah.
Right.
They blame, when he was filming Hercules.
Yeah, they blame the failure that was the Hercules movie on him tearing everything. And it's like, no, that movie was bad.
As soon as The Rock's abs ripped, the script writers forgot what they were doing. It was amazing.
That's crazy, the
ripple effect that went down in that movie.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All your fault, Dwayne.
John.
But just one more thing. And, you know, there's tons to talk about, obviously. And we will be joined by half of the NXT Tag Team Champions, Hansen. Warbeard Hansen from the War Raiders. I can't do it. I can't tell people we have Hansen on tonight because it's just we do not have Zach Eich and Taylor.
How do you know that?
Because I know everything dumb and nothing important.
Here's the thing. I'm going to extend this out. If you want to tweet live.
Good call.
If you want to tweet, and if you're listening to the podcast version, it doesn't count, right? Because the news is already out there, right? But if you're listening live now on Mixler, on NewAgeInsiders.com, or on Twitch.tv/NewAgeInsiders TV, tweet at us. You get three guesses as to what Raymond Rowe's hidden talent is.
You won't be right. you have to think. If you're like, oh, does he make his own beef jerky? Absolutely not. No, you have got to think way wackier than that.
But if you get it, we will send you a New Age Insiders care package and we'll sign a shirt.
Done deal. You know what? I'm not going to do it just in case, but we could make you a far more lavish offer because you are not going to get this right. You know what I mean? Like, we could be like, the deed to my car because you're not going to win that car.
Yeah, right.
It is unreal. Like it's funny stuff. We'll be joined by half of the NXT Tag Team Champion War Raiders. Warbeard Hansen is going to be giving us a call in, you know, just a few minutes. But obviously, there's... In the meantime, there's still some huge news to cover before we talk to Warbeard Hansen and get ready to talk to you all about Chaos for a Cause, the first show that the New Age Insiders are presenting with Chaotic Wrestling. There'll be a time for that. And obviously, way to bury the lead. Roman Reigns is back. And Roman Reigns is not only back. Roman Reigns, you know, we knew for a few days that he had a big announcement. Speculation ran wild. I really aired. I think that it was either Justin or Bill, I agreed with one of you. You two disagree, but I agree with one of you. Whichever one said that it was going to be pretty low key and like, just want to let you know, I won't be long. Yeah. I'm making progress. Here I am. It's all good. And like, see you soon. Because I thought he was going to like either spear Lesnar and help Rollins or hug Rollins when he beat Lesnar. I was like, okay, he'll definitely be part of Mania. And we're like, you know, continually, you know, it's also like, and I've said this a million times. Whenever Roman Reigns was destined to come back, he was still going to be the top guy.
Right.
No one has replaced him. No one has surpassed him. No one is going to take that away from him. And so it was always a matter of time. And what they wanted you to do, which to me was a no-brainer, was, remind you that this is the top star.
Right.
He hasn't been on TV in months. Yeah. Get him out there. Get a progress report. Let's see where we are. For him to come out and say, I'm good to go, surprised me.
Yeah.
And now we live in a world where
he's back.
You'd think that in theory, if I understood what he said on Monday, he might wrestle
Fastlane.
When's Fastlane?
Like 2 weeks.
Oh, I'm telling you that he might wrestle
Monday
on Raw.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that what back means?
Yeah.
Because to me, back means ready to compete.
Right. The thing with Roman is, or the word back, is that I kind of took it a little bit more as the, like, when The Rock was like, finally, The Rock is home. And it's like, yeah, it's more this ethereal back.
That's what I thought during his in-ring segment when he was talking. But then when he appeared on Raw later on and hit a spear,
yeah,
it's like, uh-oh.
Yeah, I think you don't waste it.
He is back.
Yeah, you don't waste it on Raw, but like I think Fastlane. I think we're going to get to a point where his first match will be Fastlane.
I think he works.
Not that he can't work Monday Night Raw.
He's going to be in a tag team match with Seth Rollins on Monday.
Oh, yeah, he could be.
Maybe his first one-on-one is the pay-per-view. He'll be in a tag match with Seth Rollins Monday.
Yeah, see, I think he's in a tag match. I think he's in a Shield reunion situation.
Because here's the thing. Like, look, you can think whatever you want about Roman Reigns. God knows that everybody has an opinion about Roman Reigns. But to his credit, when they announced that he was going to be there, ticket rates increased, right? There was a spike in ticket sales, and it was a highly rated Raw. It was like the highest rated Raw of the year and in months. So, yeah, he made a difference. Now, will he announce he's cancer-free next week? No. So let's see how that's actually sustainable. So I think, like, to Roman Reigns haters, no, that guy moved the needle on Monday. To Roman Reigns crazies, let's see how far this goodwill spreads actually, because I have a feeling it'll be 1 or 2 weeks. Because, again, he won't be able to, and it's so true. We learned this in script writing. Don't in chapter one, don't pull out a gun, because now what the hell do I do?
Yeah, right.
And so what Roman Reigns did on Monday was make the biggest possible announcement he could, which was about his health and the fact that he's back, right? Yep. That was the biggest possible announcement he could make, which is that he's in remission. So he won't be able to make that announcement next week.
Yeah.
He won't be able to make that announcement in 2 weeks. He won't be able to make that announcement at Fastlane. Let's see how far this goodwill actually spreads. But, again, to be fair to the other side of the coin, to Roman Reigns fans that are desperate for validation, and I understand, he moved the needle on Monday, and more people watched and more people went.
Yeah.
Again, I just think we need to kind of meet in the middle expectation-wise.
My problem with the whole thing, and I'll come out and say it, because whatever. I'm really happy that Joe is cancer-free. He's back in remission. For health-wise, you know, you never want to see anybody go through that. One of my best friends, he went through cancer, had to get a partial hip replacement. Like, it's no joke. Like, cancer's no joke. Cancer sucks. It blows.
Yep.
You know, lost family members to cancer, and everybody's kind of affected by that disease.
Yep.
Right? So, you know, that being said, I'm really happy and really glad for him. I really wish that the character of Roman Reigns was not here this WrestleMania season. It feels he's not the performer that I want him to be. And I don't mean like, oh, I want him to be dark and spooky. You know, not like that, but more like you're not as charismatic as WWE wants you to be. And while you had this emotional moment telling everybody that you were cancer-free and that you were back, I didn't feel the passion. I didn't get any goosebumps from the moment. And as a performer, I think you're lacking. And I find it very frustrating as a fan of this show and somebody who has been maybe too optimistic about when the McMahons and everybody stood in that ring and said, I'm sorry, we're trying again, that yeah, Roman Reigns is immediately back. You immediately link him up with Seth Rollins, who's in the title picture. So by association, Roman Reigns is now in the title picture for WrestleMania. He's going to get involved. And then you have him spear somebody later with Dean. So you're back to doing the Shield stuff. And it's like, man, I just wanted something different.
I think that this conversation is just like we were always bound to have a conversation about what is life like now that Roman Reigns is back. Good, bad, indifferent. Just
right.
It's not about even about opinions as much as just some of it is just like, how do you think this world changes? I admit that I didn't think we were gonna have this conversation this early.
No, I didn't either.
So here's the thing. And again, I'm only gonna say this once because it's stupid to have to say it at all. I'm super happy this guy's healthy. And it's just like, no, I'm in no way bummed that he's ahead of schedule, and I'm in no way bummed that he didn't need six more months of treatment, and I'm in no way bummed that his condition wasn't more serious, so he'd still be on the shelf. If you needed me to say that out loud, there you go. But I'd like to think that anybody that's listened to the show for more than half a minute would think I'm a decent enough human being to not go, ah, man, I wish he would just come down with, you know, damn it, cancer, try harder. No one thinks that. No one says that. No one here anyway, so get off my ass. But here's the thing. Having the conversation about the character, because they're separate things.
Yes.
You are ignorant, not me, if you don't think that I can want both. That I can want the health of a human being and enjoy a WrestleMania season without somebody who has suffocated the last four for at least a considerable amount of the fan base. Not for everybody. A lot of people like the guy, right? But here's the thing. Just without trying to infuse my opinion in it, and I want to open it up to you after that. The idea of Roman Reigns was like, we talked about when he first went down. It's like the best thing that can ever happen to that guy is that he can go take some time, get healthy, come back, and people will be thrilled because he'll be gone for 6 months, 8 months, maybe even, God forbid, you know, like a year. You'll miss a whole Mania, so it won't be about you.
Right.
You'll miss a whole SummerSlam. It won't be about you. And when you come back, people will be like, because the way I would compare it is, look at how people treat John Cena now.
Right.
When it's not all about you all the time, and you're not in every main event, and I don't care about his wins and losses on Raw. I'm like, you'd be surprised to know he gets pinned more. I don't care. You know, and I know when it comes down to it, he's going to win.
Right.
And so it's not about Roman Reigns. It's about that character. Yep. People got sick of Hogan. People got sick of Cena. People getting sick of this guy.
Yep.
And so the idea that look what happened when John Cena like disappeared. And now when he comes back, people are happy to see him. They want him to win. We're all talking about how cool it would be to watch John Cena win another championship. 5 years ago, would you imagine having that conversation? Right. Of course not. And so what I thought was something that was going to help him tremendously was a chunk of time away.
Yep.
You get to appreciate him, miss him, and when he comes back and he's in remission and all that stuff. And being psyched he's healthy, he doesn't get that... He wasn't gone long enough.
No, he definitely wasn't gone long enough.
He doesn't get that.
Because the problem is that we're inevitably going to get the story. There is no story with Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. Or Seth Rollins and Brock Lesnar. Right? The main event, men's main event of WrestleMania between Seth Rollins and Brock Lesnar has no story. Much like all of the Brock Lesnar stories, which is a big part of the problem too, right? Roman Reigns is part of the problem, but Brock Lesnar being on the other end of the scale doesn't help, right? Because now there's no story with Seth Rollins and Brock Lesnar, so why do I really care about what's going on? Well, we've infused the dynamic storytelling because now Roman Reigns is back. So what happens? Hey, remember at WrestleMania 31 when you came in and stole my opportunity? Well, maybe I can pay you back. And maybe because I was the champion that had to relinquish my title, I should be able to be in this match. And it's like, wow, we went from potentially having this great opportunity for the character of Roman Reigns to be missed and appreciated.
Yep.
And instead... No, we took a couple months off, and you're right back where you started, and
So here's something that I don't want to do. I don't want to vilify WWE for anything they haven't done yet.
Right.
They haven't put him in the main event. They haven't taken Seth Rollins out. I don't think they're going to. And certainly they haven't. So, like, I was going to ask you, what do you think is his future? And I think you just kind of laid it out. Do you expect him to kind of get rushed back right away?
I do.
Because here's the thing that is still on the table that is, I think, the best case scenario. So I'm going to ride a little positive train real quick and go with the best case scenario. The best case scenario is that he sends Dean Ambrose out of the company because Dean Ambrose is, at least through public knowledge, through ESPN reporting, I'm going to live in the world where WWE isn't going to tell me the first ever 4 month quote unquote work, which you people don't understand the actual definition of.
Right.
And it's going to be the first time in history WWE starts a work 4 months out, pursues none of it on television other than him losing a lot and barely being on.
Yeah.
And so there'll be some sort of grand payoff where you think he retired after WrestleMania and then he comes back. maybe he does return to the company, but if you think this is like, oh, yeah, we're going to get him, you're wrong. You know what I mean? So I'm going to live in a world where Dean Ambrose really does take, at the bare bones minimum, a significant chunk of time off after WrestleMania when his contract runs up in April. That's the world I'm going to live in. And it would make the most sense to me to go like, okay, Seth Rollins is doing stuff, right? And Roman Reigns right now isn't, right? And Dean Ambrose right now isn't. And the best way for you to use Roman Reigns at this WrestleMania, because you know, you for people out there that are like, because they expected a break, the best way you can appease them is, at like 10 o'clock, Reigns is going to beat Dean Ambrose, and that'll be his like exit from the company.
Sure.
It's not for a title. Nope. Doesn't steal anything from Seth Rollins. It makes sense to me why they'd fight, because Ambrose is a bad guy now, so at any given time he could be like, I wish cancer had won, and you go, oh my god, and then Roman Reigns has a, oh man, bro, I thought we bro,
right. Yeah, right.
Like, this is the easiest story in the whole wide world. I'm not telling you how it's just like, we need to stack Tyler Breeze onto Fandango and put them in a trench coat and have them tricking getting into fighting Roman Reigns. This is a super easy match that you can have them do, you know what I mean? And the best thing you can do with him, because who cares if he beats Dean Ambrose? Sorry, Nate. Who cares? Who cares if he beats Dean Ambrose?
Nobody cares.
And then you just go, okay, no harm, no foul. He didn't take anything from anybody. And, like, look, they used the guy. Of course they did. But there is part of me that doesn't think – I'm just trying to think like Vince McMahon, right? There's no way Vince McMahon, the guy that I at least think I understand sometimes maybe, would use – a returning from cancer Roman Reigns and anything shy of the championship match. I can't imagine how you do that.
Well, again, the thing with Roman Reigns is he relinquished the title as champion.
Yeah, like, in theory, he's like, he should kind of get an opportunity.
And so it's just from all logic, because let's be honest, WWE picks and chooses their logic, right? And this would be the time where it's like, yeah, I never lost my championship, and I beat Brock, so I deserve to get in the match because I deserve to fight for the title I never lost. And it's like,
Insidious Pie wants them to do the Breezango trench coat thing.
Yeah,
but you're right. And then, so it's like, look, there will be time to talk about what they do, review it, be critical of it. I'm trying not to like go off the deep end yet, because just to be fair, they haven't yet.
Yeah.
But the fact that there are real possibilities that Seth Rollins could just sort of like, and it sucks too, because it feels like it's like, all right, and I get it. I both get it, but I can understand the ickiness of it. Roman Reigns goes down, and so they go, okay, we need a new plan. And they went with Seth Rollins is the best available talent.
Yeah.
And we're going to ride with Rollins. We trust him. We're going with him. Everybody loves it. And that guy goes, okay, awesome. I'm going to beat Brock Lesnar. I'm going to win the Royal Rumble. It's going to be great.
Right.
And you sort of like gave the guy the job. And I would hate for you to take it away from him. You know what I mean? Yep. And I do think that, like, yeah, what we're going to wind up with, I do. I, in my heart, in my gut, I believe that what we're going to wind up with is a triple threat, because it's going to be like, they'll reference WrestleMania 31 a lot, like you said, and then we'll wind up with a triple threat.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, look, if Seth Rollins pins Brock Lesnar anyway,
sure,
no
great,
harm,
whatever.
No foul. But yeah, there will be people that will be genuinely upset
again,
if he wins. And I'm sorry, and I'm glad he's healthy.
Again.
But there'll be people that are not happy he wins. It's just the way that it is.
It's not even who wins that match. It's the, I didn't think you were going to be here, and I just needed a fresh breath of air, right? Breath of fresh air.
Both would have worked.
Yeah, both would have worked.
One was more, I would have gone with the first one. That was more Maya Angelou.
Yeah, it was. It was. But you had no Roman Reigns at all, and you're giving the fan base just a little bit of time to come up for air. And now it's like, oh, so Roman Reigns is back. And like, yeah, maybe you over-exaggerated the cancer and how bad it was, because you made it seem like this guy was going to need like extensive chemotherapy and was going to be out for years if he ever came back, right? And maybe it wasn't as bad because they did catch it earlier and he's constantly getting screenings or whatever. So
yeah
maybe it wasn't that bad. Maybe it was a mildly invasive procedure.
Well, the thing is too, like, and this definitely needs to be said. At no point, if you look on, you can scroll as much as you want at New Age Insiders on Twitter, at Liam and AI, at Bill Neville and AI, and you will find nothing that says, like, I don't know. Because look, here's the thing. We're talking about pro wrestling. When you start jumping into medical stuff,
yeah.
I mean, what are we really doing here? So let's just kind of preface the whole thing with that.
Right.
But like, I have never seen his chart. I wouldn't know what the hell I'm looking at if you showed it to me.
As it's been well established, we're not Japanese doctors.
We're not. We never lied to you about that. And so I have never gone on Twitter and been like, I don't even know if this guy has cancer. Because like, listen
That's
to me.
That's stupid.
Because listen to me. You're like Dr. Neckbeard. You know what I mean? I don't need to listen to you tell me about what cancer patients should look like, how treatment should be going, and what he's capable of. Now, did I also think he was in for like right. I thought this guy was like, hey guys, this could kill me, but I have the fighting spirit.
Right.
He wasn't he wasn't as sick as I thought he was.
Well, and that's my point. My point is that WWE had the presentation that this was way worse than I think it was, which is a good thing. You know what I mean? Like
right.
having a little bit of skin cancer that you need to go and get a biopsy. Yeah. And like,
if you need to ask me again at the human element if it's better or not that Roman Reigns is at WrestleMania 35, of course the answer is yes. Of course it is. But I also refuse to be a show that's afraid to be real and tell you that there's not a large amount of the audience that feels happy for Joe, not psyched that Reigns is back already.
And again, the WWE promised that things were going to be different. It was going to change. And if Roman Reigns comes back and immediately gets put in the men's universal title match,
that's it.
That's
just do the right thing and have him just beat Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
Everybody beats Dean Ambrose. It's easy.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Just have him do it.
But that's the problem.
You're right. And again, no one's going to fly off the rails yet. And there's no reason to fly off the rails because here's the other thing too that's very real and needs to be said, because we know that wrestling's a business.
Right.
And I understand, the money that comes with returning triumphant cancer patient beats the odds and wins a championship at WrestleMania. That's a story that doesn't hit as hard next year because it'll be over a year after he came back.
Right.
And said he's in remission. And so, like, yeah, I'm not dumb. That I understand why Vince McMahon sits here and goes, I got a jackpot in my hands because every media outlet's going to go,
he beat cancer and won the title.
This is like when if you're a Boston Red Sox fan, this is like when John Lester threw a no-hitter.
Yeah.
That guy had cancer, had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma,
right.
Came back and not only pitched, but then threw a no-hitter. And it's just like, yeah, if you could script baseball, that's how you do it.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? And guess what? You get to script wrestling.
Yeah.
So I understand if that's how they want to do this. I am not naive to the bigger picture of the story of a human being that beat the odds. I am not blind to that. But yeah, I do think it's important to kind of see the other side of the coin, which is I'm really hoping you don't it's not just business as usual right away. I know, like, listen to me. I know that Roman Reigns is the plan. I know that Roman Reigns is the top guy, and I know that Roman Reigns is going to be the top guy for as long as he possibly can hold on to that spot, just like John Cena was. And if you were sick of John Cena in 2006, strap in. We're not even close to done, right? And so I get you. And I also don't dread Roman Reigns. I don't think he's the worst on the roster. I don't think he sucks. All those things I've had to say for too long now.
Yeah, right.
But when I tell you about Roman Reigns, I come back to, and I didn't think I'd have to say this yet. It's exhausting. It's exhausting. The experience is exhausting. So many people don't like him. He's always in the main event. Everybody just wants somebody else. And then we got to go online. And business is better when people are happy.
It is.
Business is better when people are happy.
Yeah.
Drives me nuts.
Oh, it is. It is. It's going to be crazy just watching how this unfolds.
Speaking of crazy, live Thursday night at 8 p.m. If you're listening live on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV, Wednesday night at 8 o'clock like you should be, bookmark the page because this Thursday we're going to be talking about assassinations,
ooh,
controlling a society, and how it's all linked together on the latest and second edition of No,
You're Crazy!
Only on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV, Thursday night at 8 o'clock. There's lots to talk about with Roman Reigns and Batista, and the good news is that WrestleMania season, you know, there's only one more stupid pay-per-view between now and then, and we got plenty of time to see everything unfolds. And I'm not going to vilify them for anything.
Yeah.
Anything. And I am happy this guy is back because of the fact that he's doing well. I just really was kind of looking forward to, like, all right, Seth Rollins will be the Universal Champion. What'll that be like?
Right.
And now you know what it'll be like? It'll be like, A, it doesn't happen, or it'll be like Roman Reigns will just take it off of him almost immediately.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not about the guy. You got to stop being, you got to understand, it's not about the guy. I'm sure he's super nice. I'm sure he loves his kid. I'm sure he's a great husband. I'm happy he's alive. It's not about the guy. It's about the character. And it's about the idea that WWE operates in two structures, two distinct structures. One, when they have a rah-rah flagpole franchise QB, and one when they open the playing field. Hogan, franchise QB, got old, right? They opened up the playing field, and yeah, they had Brett and Shawn and this guy, but there wasn't just, like, the one dude. It was Brett and Shawn and other, you know what I mean?
Right.
And yeah, and then, you know, John Cena, when it was just John Cena, it was like, ugh. And then when John Cena took a step back and they opened up a field and we had, you know, some variety, that's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I like the variety. I like when WWE switches it up.
Has any 6 to 8 people that could be the champion at any time.
And I just wanted the variety. And if Roman Reigns could be part of that variety, fantastic. But we'll see what happens this Mania season. And we'll see what happens just in general with everything that's going down on Raw and SmackDown. And when we come back, we will see what's going down with one half of the NXT Tag Team Champions, Hanson from the War Raiders. We'll call the New Age Insiders in just a minute. We will be right back.
Hey, neighborhood. Your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right. And now there's even more ways to take part in the community.
Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
Hey everybody, it's Rich Palladino, the voice of Chaotic Wrestling. I want to remind you to listen to the Let the Chaos Begin podcast right here on the NAI Pop Network. You will hear stories from the 18-year history of Chaotic Wrestling from the two guys that were there from day one, myself and former Chaotic Wrestling owner Jamie J. Makowski. That is the Let the Chaos Begin podcast right here on the NAI Pop Network.
Seriously, I don't even get to talk during this promo?
Shut up, Jamie.
You know, it's pretty crazy, but NAI Pod has now been downloaded on 6 continents and has thousands of weekly listeners.
Yeah, step it up, Antarctica.
Does that make us intercontinental champions?
Kinda. But it also means NAI Pod is a great way to advertise your business, brand, or website.
If you would like to advertise with the New Age Insiders, shoot us an email, newageinsiders@gmail.com.
Tap into a constantly growing audience, advertise with the New Age Insiders, and take your business to main event heights. Send your emails to newageinsiders@gmail.com. That's newageinsiders@gmail.com. If you haven't gone to Dungarin's yet, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
We've been telling you about it all month.
All month.
It's fantastic. We love it.
You should have went there for Valentine's Day. They took date. You could have taken your date there.
Are you a mixed drink guy or a craft beer kind of guy? If you had to pick for the evening what you're going to be doing.
You know what? I'm probably going to go with craft beers.
Depends on the night, really. That's more good. Of a draft beer guy, personally, but if I'm looking to get rowdy, definitely go for a mixed drink.
I'm a mixed drink kind of guy. I like to feel like I'm in the Rat Pack.
Yeah, okay, sure.
You know what I mean? Just walk around and clink the ice and feel like a big deal. But Dungarin's has incredible food.
So good.
Mixed drinks, craft beer on tap, which is just always better when it's on tap. They are at 344 Elliott Street in Newton, Massachusetts. You can give them a call at 617-527-6271. They also are at dungarins.com. That's dungarins.com. Check out all they have to offer. And again, if you're anywhere in Massachusetts, just in New England, we're just going to implore you. And let us know. Hey, we might even meet you down there. But again, great people, great food, great drinks. Go on down to 344 Elliott Street in Newton, Massachusetts. Tell Dungarin's the New Age Insider sent you, and you will not be disappointed.
I'm retired business executive and seasoned dad, Jamie J. Makowski.
And I'm a rookie dad and local independent wrestler, Scotty Slade. And we're the hosts of
for the Pops.
We're the only podcast on the NAI Pop Network that has a mix of sports, wrestling, and pop culture all in under an hour.
This is a place where two Pops talk about the topics that interest us with a special guest in each episode.
And we have a splash of pop culture information to help us survive in our world of wives, kids, and coworkers.
And at the end of each episode, if that wasn't enough, Jamie tests both our guest and I on obscure pop culture facts in an exclusive segment called For the Pops Quiz.
So don't miss For the Pops with Scotty Slade and me, Jamie J. Mikowski, only on the NAI Pop Network.
Let's get back to more of the New Age Insiders. Here's Jason Maltov, Liam Stryker, and Bill Neville.
I mean, we've been talking to our guests for years now.
Yeah.
It has always been awesome. I mean, this is the living proof, what we've said before, and it's always true, that the good people rise to the top in wrestling. Like, look.
Oh, absolutely.
Not exclusively, unfortunately, but good people find their way in this business, and you will not find just a better human being than Warbeard Hansen, you know, than Todd.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just like, than Warbeard Hansen. I mean, when he was in Chaotic's locker room and we would be in the locker room with him, I mean, never big timed, just, you know, just full of respect. Well, and I mean, and obviously always super talented.
And the crazy part is you look at him and you're like, how is this Viking person so nice?
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing too. It's like you look right at him and you go, there's no way he can do a cartwheel and then be a great guy. And it's like, oh, and he can do both. He can cartwheel over to you and then shake your hand and look you right in the eye. He's just a great person. So we are super excited because it's not our first time talking to Warbeard Hansen, but it is our first time talking to one half of the NXT tag team champion War Raiders, Warbeard Hansen. So Hansen, thank you so much for giving us a shout. You're always welcome here, and thanks for giving the New Age Insiders a call once again. Congratulations on all your success. So well deserved.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me on. This is cool. So this is actually my first interview that I've done since being signed with NXT, so that's kind of cool too.
That's awesome. So we got the first interview with Hansen. Just unbelievable.
Bob.
Yeah, exactly. unbelievable. So, Todd, my first question for you. So, Hansen, my first question for you is, you've had an opportunity to be trained by some of the best trainers in the world, and not just wrestling trainers, but I mean legends in the business. Shawn Michaels goes to the Performance Center. So, I mean, the ability to learn and to ask questions and to improve with some of the greatest to ever do it, some of the greatest trainers to ever do it. You know, what has that experience been like? What are the kind of questions you ask? And how are you a better performer because of the WWE Performance Center?
That's a loaded question.
Yeah. It's like four questions.
come right out of the gates with it.
Yeah, it's like four questions.
We know you. Of course we are.
The Performance Center is amazing. There's five or six rings. There's people in long time. Like you said, some of the best coaches in the world, and just the amount of knowledge in between those walls, and you'll never be able to absorb all of it in a million years. Being able to go in every day and see these guys and talk to them, feedback and critiques and get ideas, it's just amazing.
So now, I asked Dominic Dijakovic last week, and I'm going to ask you the same question. What is the biggest misconception about the Performance Institute or the Performance Center?
I don't know. I think maybe how hard they are on our bodies. I think that's a misconception. And it's hard and it's grueling and it's taxing on our bodies, but with the medical staff they have, it's just, we are taken care of constantly. And like on the indies for 16 years, it was, you get banged up, you tape yourself back together, and you go out and perform into the next town. But here you have professionals that are looking after you, making sure that you're 100% healthy. And if you're not, they figure out how to get you there. So I think the biggest misconception is that we're you know, run ragged or run to death, taking thousand bumps and stuff like that. Now there's a medical staff there that really helps us out, make sure that we're at the top of our game.
Hansen, so I want to know specifically, because like I said, you know, you have an opportunity to talk to, you know, whether it be Shawn Michaels, whether it be The Undertaker, whether it be, you know, William Regal, these, you know, really established guys, you know, who have so much information. What are the kind of specific things you ask? Because, you know, you talk to a lot of wrestlers and they say, you know, they've made me a better wrestler. So if you could give me like one example of, you know, how?
Timing. timing is a big thing, and learning how to do things at certain times to get certain reactions. Timing, when you make your way up to finishing classes or the top classes at the school, timing is key, and learning the way to maximize your efforts in the ring with the use of timing and character. It's really wherever I trained, that's something you learn on the job. You know, have somebody teach me those things. They're so difficult to figure out, but when you're in a room with Shawn Michaels and Terry Taylor and you're learning these things, it's the most valuable information that I've ever gotten.
So now, when you obviously came as a package, right? The War Raiders were a package prior to coming to the Performance Center and coming to NXT. And when a lot of fans look at people like yourself coming to the Performance Center, they think that WWE is going to change and they're going to change you and manipulate you. And all of a sudden you're going to be, you know, a disco dancing duo, you know, because that's how they perceive WWE. What was the conversations like with NXT to keep your characters the way they are and, you know, ultimately just making minor tweaks?
Yeah. And I think the first verbiage we heard from Matt Bloom actually was, I don't want to change a thing. And that was quite a relief to hear
awesome.
That.
Yeah.
Because if people do, sometimes people do come through the system and they change quite a bit. But they didn't want to change a thing with us. They saw something special and they wanted to go with it. So yeah, they liked what they saw and they wanted to use it.
Hanson,
they changed our name, of course, but, that was just a minor tweak, but it's just little minor details to tweak to make sure that we're TV ready, to be on, you know, I guess, international TV all over the world. That's really it.
Did they give you any specific reason why they were going to make the tweak from War Machine to the War Raiders?
Yes. And it only has to do with the MMA fighter who was in War Machine.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So, Hanson, you've really had to date, and I know that you guys have a lot of ass to kick down there in NXT still, I understand. But you've really had at least the two most significant moments you can have in NXT, or the three, really, which is you sat in the crowd, you had the big debut, and you've won the tag team championships. So you've really experienced a lot of what NXT has to offer, still WrestleMania weekend coming up and things like that. So I understand there's things to do, but you've done a lot. Has this NXT experience been what you thought it was? Because we've known you for years, and we've always known that you wanted to go to WWE. You wanted to go to NXT. This was, you know, a lot of new, you know, there's guys out there that the trend is to say, you know, maybe I'm going to look elsewhere, but you've always wanted this. Is it what you expected now that you're living it?
Being so close to it for so long, having so many opportunities and not making it, and seeing so many of my peers and my friends go on and move up and keep in communication with them. So far, everything that I've experienced is exactly what I thought it would be, plus so much more. It's just been an amazing experience. I'm sure you guys have seen the video of my brother and I from Phoenix.
Yep.
On YouTube, on WWE's PC YouTube channel. So just the moments that I didn't know were going to happen are happening, and it's just been a whirlwind of amazement.
And it's got to be really gratifying personally. I mean, just, you know, obviously, but we'll say it anyway. It has to be hugely gratifying that when, you know, because we were there, we were at the takeover. So when they showed you and Ray Monroe in the crowd, the audience reacted huge. They were as excited to see you as I saw anybody get a reaction, you know, sit in front row. And then you guys debuted, and guess what? We were there for that too, because we just follow you around the country. But we were there for your debut, and the crowd went nuts because that's what happens. And we, you know, you guys are a big deal, and people were genuinely excited to see you. We saw you win the tag team championships. Place went nuts because people love you, and it's got to be super validating. That, I mean, you guys are the real deal, and you're stars, and you're getting rewarded. You're getting treated like stars. And I don't just mean by the company, but I mean the fans are doing their part too to, you know, let everybody know that you're a really big deal. It's got to be pretty validating, right, when you've put in this much work?
Yeah. Yeah. It's been all these 17 years. Just mean so much more.
Right.
Be able to come here and experience success. It's just been unbelievable.
So
I mean, WWE just released the online only T-shirt for us. That's crazy. We have our side plates on the NXT Tag Team Championships. That's crazy. Just a lot of cool things. I like to be able to sit back, play ball with my dog, and like think about everything that's led up to the moments that I'm experiencing right now. And it's amazing.
Shout out to Indie Pupper, an Instagram sensation. That is Hanson's dog.
he is.
He's an Instagram sensation. Way more followers than I do.
and the cats.
Yeah, right. I mean, he's a very likable guy. That's where it all comes down to. Hanson, now we've liked you for a long time, but even if we didn't get a chance to know you, or even if we didn't like you, there's just sort of facts that spell themselves out, and the math is the math, where you, the War Raiders, are the only team to ever win the IWGP Heavyweight Tag Team Championships, the Ring of Honor Tag Team Championships, and now the NXT Tag Team Championships. I have to believe that it is more likely than not that one day you guys are main roster tag team champions. And when that kind of just, when the dust settles, no exaggeration, you guys are going to be an all-time tag team in this business. So my first question to you is, did you ever think this is where your place in wrestling would be, which is in an all-time tag team, which you are? And have you had an opportunity, you said you like to kind of, play with the dog and reflect on things. Have you had an opportunity to reflect on the fact that you are in an all-time wrestling tag team?
It's amazing to think about that we are the only team that's held those three championships. and I have thought about it a lot. I mean, I definitely posted about it on social media, so I've definitely thought about it.
Sure.
And then the idea to hopefully at some point book the main roster, and hopefully win those championships and really cement our legacy. Did I ever think that was what was going to happen? Absolutely not. It wasn't until Ray and I were here where we kind of realized, hey, if we win these championships, we're the first team ever to hold these ones, the NXT tag titles, the Ring of Honor, and the IWGP heavyweights. That's kind of cool. And then to think, like, cool, but if we go to the main roster, too, and we win those titles, it's crazy. It's crazy to think about. But, like, there are points in my career where I've given up. So, and this being here in NXT, being in the WWE, wasn't a thought I had at all. It was just, I hope I can make the Ring of Honor. And then I hope I can make it in New Japan. And then all of a sudden, we're here. And we're being successful. And we're hopefully changing the tag team wrestling in general forever.
I mean,
the dynamic with how we wrestle and how we're perceived. I'm the big guy, but I'm a high flyer. And Ray's a smaller guy. And he's a strong guy. Like, we're just trying to change things. It's been awesome. This ride's been awesome.
Yeah, I think you have, changed expectations for people. And I mean, one of the most impressive things to me, because if you were to ask me who is like the bar setter for all-time wrestling tag teams, to me the answer is still the Dudley Boys. And one of the main components to that answer is that the Dudley Boys have kind of done it everywhere, especially the main roster tag titles. But when inevitably you guys win the main roster tag team titles, there's a real honest-to-God debate to have as to whether or not you guys are the best tag team of all time. And that's not just me liking you. That's just like, those are the numbers. You know what I mean? Because you've done it everywhere.
You've been the champions everywhere.
Everywhere you go, you just win. You were the What Culture tag team champions. You know what I mean? Like, everywhere you go, you just win. You know what I mean? It's unbelievable.
Except for Chaotic Wrestling.
Yeah, well, I mean, he won there.
Well, but
they should have been the tag team. We pulled hard for that. But, I mean, that's just, it's an amazing thing about you guys. It's just like, it almost kind of sneaks up on you as a fan. It's just like, oh my God, everywhere they go, they've won. You know what I mean? And so that's when I think you guys are going to start breathing some even rarer air, and sooner than later, which is awesome because, again, it's just hard work and a good guy, and it's just awesome to see. So we could talk to you all day, Hanson. We won't keep you all day. But before we talk about the awesome weekend coming up with Chaotic Wrestling, with Connor's Cure, I have three rapid-fire questions for you, so you can answer as long as you'd like. Dominic Dijakovic took several deep breaths before he answered his, right? Kofi Kingston was more ready to go. So it's really whatever your pace is, okay? But these are just three quick questions on our way out, which is, first of all, tell us one thing nobody knows about Raymond Rowe.
He knows how to swing dance.
Does he really? Like to Brian Setzer and stuff, like that kind of swing dance, like ragtime.
His whole family.
Wow, that's amazing.
The one part of the Viking wedding of him and Sarah Logan that didn't have anything, or had like a modern day something or other, because there was a Viking band at the wedding. But at one point, it did turn a stereo system on with that kind of music, and him and his family did swing dancing.
That is
The best answer.
I couldn't have possibly asked for a better answer. That's the best possible answer. Like, it wasn't just like, oh, he used to craft his own. You're like, no, it's just, no, he doesn't whittle or something. Like, you know, so that's way better. Hansen, question number two. You spent a significant period of time, maybe it's still happening, I haven't seen it lately, but a significant amount of time being publicly confused with the band Hanson. And so oftentimes people would say that whatever the service was, I don't know if it was Spotify or some service, would say that up next is Bop by Warbeard Hanson, which is incorrect. One of those things just isn't true. So what was it like to be consistently confused with the 90s pop trio boy band Brotherhood Hanson, and do you have any particular highlights from that experience?
It's actually always happened. The joke's always been there, but once we got all the attention from being signed a year ago, just all of a sudden, I would assume it changed on Twitter when you typed in Hanson.
Yep.
Because I'd gotten so many followers, or whatever the case might be, or I was trending, or whatever the reason. You type in Hanson and Warbeard Hanson was the first thing that pops up. So before that, I'm sure it was just the music band Hanson that popped up. So all these radio stations just had no idea that they were tagging me with the Hanson pop band, which was funny. And WWE even did an article on their website. But what amazed me was the radio stations that kept doing it. Even after fans would barrage them with tweets about how they have the wrong Hanson, they kept doing it. And it's still going on now, so it's pretty amazing.
That is also, again, just one of my favorite things, that in theory, somewhere Raymond Rowe is swing dancing while somebody listens to Bop by a Viking monster man. I just really like that. So Chaotic Wrestling, we obviously are, you know, partnering up for a big weekend, but Chaotic Wrestling has a presence all over the New Age Insiders, including For the Pops of Jamie Jamakowski and Scotty Slade, and Let the Chaos Begin with Jamie and Rich Paladino. So you know Jamie Jamakowski well as the former owner of Chaotic Wrestling, and this question, Hanson, comes straight from Jamie. I don't know what it means, so don't ask any follow-ups. I don't know. But Jamie asks, how much of your career do you owe to MySpace, Steve, and Alien?
Uh-oh. No, you're crazy.
Probably none.
That's probably the right answer.
Or all. Okay.
Can you give us just a pinch of what that could possibly mean?
MySpace Steve and Alien were two of the many, 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 many countless students at the Chaotic Training Center that I may or may not have nicknamed.
Okay, awesome. I have one final rapid-fire question. Why are you so handsome?
Oh, it's... just who I am.
It's in your DNA. One of my favorite things is it was a Chaotic show. It was one of Hanson's last ones, and Chase Del Monte comes out there and he goes, "Yeah, I'll take you on, handsome." And he can just tell, he just goes, "Ugh," and he's like pause because he goes, "Or whatever you call yourself now." And it was a great moment for all of us. So you are a alum of Chaotic Wrestling, you know, fans that want to see where the stars from, you know, NXT and WWE and all these places are coming from. They come from places like Chaotic Wrestling, and Chaotic Wrestling specifically. We've been telling fans for years that they're the class of the East Coast. You know, Hanson, nobody knows Chaotic better than you. So now's a great opportunity for you to tell fans out there why they should add Chaos for a Cause to their WrestleMania weekend. It's coming up Saturday, April 6th. It's at the Rahway Rec Center. You do not have to pick between that and TakeOver or the Hall of Fame. Everything that WWE has got going on that weekend, you can still roll with it. You can add Chaos to for a Cause to the weekend. It's going to benefit Connor's Cure. We're going to be there. So if people haven't checked out their first Chaotic show, Hanson, why should they?
I mean, for almost 20 years now, it's been consistent, quality, awesome professional wrestling. And the history speaks for itself. If you go back through the history of Chaotic Wrestling, you can name so many people who've come through those doors and wrestled in that ring. And just I might as well just name a few now. Myself, Hanson, Tommaso Ciampa, NXT heavyweight champion, Sasha Banks, Kofi Kingston, Fandango, Oney Lorcan, Darren Young, and then on and on and on and on and on. So Chaotic Wrestling is by far the best wrestling promotion ever to come from New England, and now it's creeping down into New Jersey, and it's going to be something you can't miss.
Awesome, and you really can't miss it. Again, Chaos for a Cause. We're trying to make a huge, gigantic donation to Connor's Cure. You can be part of that. You can go to chaoticwrestling.com/tickets now. We already know a bunch of people from the neighborhood that are coming. Lots of New Age Insiders listeners have told us that they're, you know, we've seen them get tickets, or they're in the process of getting tickets, or we know that as WrestleMania season really starts heating up, that's when plans get solidified, and we want to let you know that you need to add Chaos for a Cause April 6th to your weekend. It's from 2 to 5. It doesn't fight any of the events. You're going to love it. And of course, part of the biggest party of the year, the Connor's Cure WrestleMania tailgate live from MetLife Stadium on location from WrestleMania. We'll be broadcasting live on location for Connor's Cure from the lot right there at WrestleMania. It's the fifth NAI Mania, the fourth tailgate. We're super proud to be part of this every year. We are going to kick pediatric cancer's ass. Connor's Cure is an incredible cause. We're super happy to be partnering up with them. And again, help us make the biggest donation yet. There's going to be food, unlimited beer, unlimited food, raffles, contests, cosplay, win a championship, donate for a great cause, meet some friends, have an amazing time. Why wouldn't you come on down? You can find all of that on newageinsiders.com/tailgate. And again, Chaos for a Cause is the 6th, chaoticwrestling.com. The tailgate is April 7th, newageinsiders.com/tailgate. And Bill's done an awesome job of putting the website together so you can find everything for NAI Mania all through newageinsiders.com as well. One half of the NXT Tag Team Champion War Raiders. It is incredible to talk to you. We can't wait till we talk to you next time when inevitably you're either the Tag Team Champions of Raw, the President of the United States. I don't know. We've been doing really good with pushing people lately. Kofi came on 2 weeks ago, and I'm pretty sure he's going to win the main event of WrestleMania. So we really can't wait to talk to you next time and see you keep going. But Hanson, thank you so much for calling the New Age Insiders. It's awesome to talk to you. A million thousand congratulations on all your well-deserved success. And you know, hope we can catch up with you sometime WrestleMania weekend. We have a feeling you'll be out there.
Hey, man, I hope so, too. Thank you so much for having me on.
You got it, man. Anytime. One half of the NXT Tag Team Champion War Raiders, Hanson, joins the New Age Insiders. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, guys.
It's always great being able to talk to one half of the tag team, the NXT Tag Team Champions.
Do you want to know how awesome he is? And I mean this. This is so great because in wrestling, it is shockingly difficult to like nail stuff down, whether it be indie people who just have crazy schedules and are like, yeah, I could call you like, you know, 3 a.m, or I could call you like, you know, just the middle of the afternoon when you're not like working or anything, right? Because they just have crazy schedules. Or WWE, where it's just like you got to talk to the right people and get the right confirmations and all that stuff. And so once we got like, you know, confirmation from WWE that we could, you know, talk to our friend Todd, I messaged him and we were done in 5 minutes from like, hey, man, could you do this, to the time and thanks again. I'll see you. You know, we'll see you, you know, see you then in 5 minutes. That's how just good a guy he is. He's like, yeah, I'm half the NXT Tag Team Champions, but what's up, buddy? Let's, you know, I like you guys. Let's do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
He's just a great person, and I will stress that 1,000 times over. And the War Raiders kick ass.
They do. They kick so much ass. It's funny.
How about Matt Bloom telling him, look, I'm not here to change you guys?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's exactly what it is. And it just shows you that what a shift. And why NXT is so great, because they're taking these guys and making minor tweaks, if any. Yep. Right? It's, hey, look, here's the deal.
How do I make
deal.
You better, not different?
Well, it's like, look, here's the deal. War Machine, that's got a weird negative connotation to it. There's that guy that just recently, like, almost murdered his wife or girlfriend or something.
Christy Mack, the porn. Yeah, Christy Mack.
You know what I mean? And so, like, yeah, we don't want that association, so we're going to just change your name. Other than that, keep being crazy Viking people.
And I think that, to your point, it's great to hear that what the NXT, you know, what WWE's Performance Center is doing is, like I said, it really feels like, and this is the right answer, it feels like they're trying to make you better, not different.
Right.
Better.
Right.
Not different.
Right.
Better and different. You know, like, yes, are they both synonymous with change? Certainly. But getting the most out of somebody, and, like, I really do feel like we joke a lot. But I really do feel like the days of, like, can you dance?
Yeah, right.
Are at least coming right. to an end. You know what I mean? We are going to keep the party going because guess what? A former guest, just from a couple weeks ago, so it's, you know, unbelievable what's going on lately. But
yeah,
a couple weeks,
where we are.
A couple weeks ago, we were joined by Kofi Kingston, who deserved and earned a championship match at WWE Fastlane. He has been removed from that match. He is out. Kevin Owens is in, and we are going to talk all about it on patreon.com/newageinsiders. If you are listening live right now, which you should be, Wednesday nights, twitch.tv/newageinsiders TV. If you become a subscriber, just traditional Twitch subscriber, or like I said, that Amazon Prime gets you Twitch Prime. If you subscribe right now, we will send you a link to the Patreon live stream, and you can join that conversation and join the party as well. We're going to talk about all about Kofi Kingston, what Vince McMahon has been doing on programming lately, and how Vince McMahon is still an evil genius and knows exactly what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of awesome stuff is going to be coming on patreon.com/newageinsiders. If you couldn't listen live, you can still go to patreon.com/newageinsiders and get all the shows. We'll throw you right into the group stuff, and it's an incredible experience. And we've never had anybody, I mean this, we've never had anybody message us and been like, guys, I just didn't get my money's worth. See you later.
Yeah.
Not one person.
No.
So we think you'll like
it. The retention rate's pretty high.
Patreon.com/newageinsiders. Join the fun. I think we really appreciate just what the experience can be. And again, thanks to the half of the tag team champions from NXT, the War Raiders, Warbeard Hansen, newageinsiders.com. Everything you need. For Saturday, April 6th, Chaos for a Cause, featuring Tommy Dreamer. We haven't talked about that yet, but it's public, so we finally can. Tommy Dreamer is going to be part of the first ever show the New Age Insiders help present with Chaotic Wrestling, with the Mania Club, with Connor's Cure. NAI Mania is bigger than ever, and everything, like I said, Bill has done a great job making sure you can get everything for Saturday, April 6th, Chaos for a Cause, and Sunday, April 7th, Connor's Cure Tailgate, live from WrestleMania, MetLife Stadium, the fourth edition from the fifth NAI Mania. We are super excited for this. You can get all the tickets, and again, the ticket includes unlimited beer, unlimited food, raffles, contests, prizes, championships to be won, cosplay. It's the party of the weekend. It's right at MetLife. There's nowhere else you need to be but with the New Age Insiders and Connor's Cure, Saturday, April 7th, WrestleMania Sunday. Go to newageinsiders.com. Help us raise a ton of money to fight pediatric cancer and have a great time in the process. What's not to love? Jump over to patreon.com/newageinsiders right now, or let us know, and we'll send you the Twitch stream. We'll send you the live stream link. It's not through Twitch. But if you're a Twitch subscriber, is there anything you guys like to get on the air before we sign off and head on over to Patreon to talk about Kofi Kingston?
Check on everything we got going on over on the NAI Pop channel, obviously Late Night Liam, as well as that movie show we just started scheduling that we're going to be doing two that movie shows every week. One is going to be a deep dive into a single movie, and the other one will be a half-hour minisode about news and rumors and Hollywood nonsense.
Awesome. And, of course, also on the NAI Pop Network is For the Pops with Scotty Slade and Jamie J. Mikowski, and Jamie puts in double duty for double the pay. So many zeros. With Rich Palladino, you want to learn more about the history of what I really love about the show. It's the stories that make up a promotion. Let the Chaos Begin and For the Pops, all available on New Age Pop, on NAI Pop. We don't do it. It's not like Coca. It's not Diet Coca-Cola. Yeah. It's Diet Coke. It's NAI Pop.
Yeah.
And speaking of what we got going on, Thursday night, the last Thursday of the month, means that we're talking conspiracies. No.
You're crazy.
Thursday night, 8 p.m. live, twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. Subscribe if you haven't. My name's been Jason Maltoff.
I'm Liam Streger.
And I'm Bill Neville.
And as we head over to patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders, we are the New Age Insiders. You can find us on Twitter, and please do. We're at New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI, the website where you can find out everything we've got going on. All the affiliates like DC and Doc, Jamie and Scotty, Rich Palladino, what Mike Wendt and Liam are cooking over there. Is NewAgeInsiders.com with tickets to NAI Mania, Chaos for a Cause, and the tailgate. Everything we've got going on, all of it, NewAgeInsiders.com. And as we jump over to talk about Kofi Kingston and Vince McMahon on Patreon, thank you so much for making us the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
We out.